I'm gonna make it with her, and then I need to be a poker star.
Western New Yorker Mark Chepoch is a longtime fixture in polka music, and as part of this weekend's International Polka Association convention, he'll be inducted into its Hall of Fame. Polka music is a genre that he and many others feel gets an unfair rap.
Typically, when you talk about polkas to people that are not in the know or aren't familiar with it, the first thing that tends to come to mind is a couple of old, big old, fat, bald guys sitting on a stage, one with a tuba, one with an accordion, and a bunch of senior citizens shuffling around on the dance floor. Well, really, nothing could be further from the truth.
And that's part of what the IPA convention seeks to prove this weekend at the Millennium Hotel in Cheektowaga. While local polka has a decidedly Polish influence, there are other influences in other parts of the country, Slovenian, Czech, and German, even a Mexican influence by those who play it in Texas and California. Mark Kohan, editor of the Polish-American Journal and a polka musician, says another hope with this weekend's convention is that many who enjoy the music as part of their annual Dingus Day festivities will learn to like it the rest of the year.
I'm hoping it does. It's really hard to say. I mean, part of the magic of Dingus Day is that here we are going back to the old neighborhood and having fun on a Monday and all the frivolity. And, of course, it's the celebration after Lent. I'm hoping that there will be a lot of local people who want to say, hey, well, I've never seen a band from Minnesota or I've never seen a band from Chicago. They'll come out to that, and then maybe they'll say, hey, next week there's an event at St. Casimir's or something going on at St. Stan's, and that'll carry over.
The IPA convention runs Friday through Sunday. Michael Mroziak, WBFO News.